once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Well, we have a big incident down there at City Hall. After an Uber ride went bad, Jody Warner, a 32-year-old who worked in the district attorney's office for the last 6 years, she's a prosecutor in the Crimes Against Children Unit, got in the Uber of Sean Platt.
Sean Platt. Meow, 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 meow. Sean Platt. Meow, 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 meow.
Platt picked up Warner at the Capitol Pub, and he was going to take her home. And according to Platt, she was pretty drunk. She yelled at friends out the window when she got in the car. He tried to initiate small talk with her, asking if she was excited for the holidays. He noticed she was getting increasingly upset. It escalated after she told him to change. After she told him to change directions from the route his GPS directed him to go, and he got lost, and that's where it got really bad.
Want to hear how bad?
Well, hang on. Before we get to the audio, before he started recording, he said that he asked her, should I make a left here? And according to him, she refused to answer. She said, you can follow the effing GPS. And then she got really mad. And then basically, she says that as he was calling her names, she slapped his shoulder with her fingers and part of her palm, but it didn't hurt that bad. And that's when he pulled over, called 911, is waiting on the cops, and that's where the fun starts here. And we're going to hear it all.
Take me home, dude. Grow the f*** up.
The cops are on their way.
Oh, my God. You're going to regret this so much. Just take me home, dude. I just want to go home.
I'm asking you politely to please
step
out of my vehicle.
No, because now I'm pissed the f*** off. Either drop me off at my house or we'll wait for the cops. Because I'm not wrong.
I am waiting for the cops.
Okay, we'll wait for the cops. Jesus Christ. You're a f***ing idiot. Stupid f***. Wait. What a joke. Jesus Christ, I'll make sure Uber knows what a joke you are.
Did you catch all that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just literally drop me off at my house like we paid you to do.
Ma'am, I ended the ride and I asked you politely to step out of my vehicle.
No, you ended the ride, not at my house. You think I'm going to get out on a side street? No.
Ma'am, please.
Ma'am,
exit.
Ma'am. Shut the f*** up. We'll wait for the cops then. If that's what you think is appropriate. You don't just end a ride. Shut up, dude. I'll wait. Just take me in. Oh my God, you're an idiot. You are a legitimate retard.
It just goes on and on and on.
Then she mentions another three minutes. She mentioned she's the she works for the district attorney.
Oh, she's got the can I tell you who I am?
Yeah. She went after him pretty good. So,
but that's the you're a legitimate retard.
Retard.
A legitimate retard. Oh, she's mean.
All right, so she got fired. Which, good. By the way, I'm not for.
Why?
Why would she get? Why does she need to get fired?
A crazy old broad like that doesn't belong in the jurisprudence system anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because lawyers don't drink, Mike.
Yeah.
Regardless of which side of
we've all been. We've all been testy in cabs or Ubers or what have you. Not to that point.
What are you doing here?
But I don't think she should be fired.
She berated him really
so
hard.
So what?
She did, man.
Okay, would
that,
we get
that is
fired?
Sorry.
It's PR at this point.
Would we get fired?
If there was a tape of it?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
No,
we would get fired.
We're more important than her.
Huh.
Oh, you're right. We entertain.
He? Yes.
We entertain.
Well, this was entertaining.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Nobody at the ticket, or in media in general, I don't think, maybe TV people. Maybe if this
yeah,
was.
Yeah, maybe TV
this was
people.
Deucey.
Yeah, if Deucey did this. Which, you know, we've seen
my might also depend on the size of your contract too.
I just don't think that. I don't think this is that big a deal. Was she sorry? Like as a human being? Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but she still should be fired.
Why?
This probably happens in Ubers every single night in every city.
I agree. I don't understand why she should get fired for this.
Is this an elected office?
Like, what? Okay, what if...
Is it?
No. I don't know. It's appointed.
Okay. By an elected official.
Yes, by an elected official.
This reflects poorly on the elected official. This, yes, she should be fired.
Man, I don't know. I try to put myself in this position at a bar or something like that, and you get testy with someone, and someone's recording it, and but nothing really happens. You're just being a jerk.
Well, this is also coming from a known hothead that will call you a C word on Twitter when he's sober.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I look.
He's just laying the framework for himself.
Is this a horrible act from another human being on someone else? Yes. It's sorry as the day is long.
Yeah, I mean, and granted, the dude was in, he recorded this audio. He was in charge of what he said, knowing it was being recorded. We don't know what was said prior.
Right.
But he didn't say anything at all. It seemed to be very calm, and she just would not let up.
Well, he wouldn't take her home. That's the other thing.
Well, according to him,
he had had enough.
She hit him.
But, okay, as an Uber driver, too, are you going to dump somebody off in some random place where just there's them?
If some wild-ass drunk woman assaults me, you're damn right.
It wasn't assault. It was a tap to the shoulder that he said didn't hurt.
That much.
Still, any kind of physical contact can be...
No, I know.
Look, he's got the right to refuse service.
Yeah, he does. He does. I don't
blame this guy one bit, man.
All right, so here is...
When she started cussing, I'd have thrown her out right then.
Yeah.
Here is her apology today flanked by her attorneys or her friends.
To the district attorney's office. I'm sorry. For embarrassing the office that I love very much and respect very much.
Sure.
I embarrassed my family. I embarrassed myself. That is not who I am.
She's real cute, too, and I just have a soft spot in my heart.
There he is. Okay. There he is.
All right.
Mud?
If this is a woman of size, then...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what tune is he singing then?
Yeah.
She's just so cute, though.
If this was Carney Phillips and Wilson. Not Carmen Electra...
Wilson.
Or whatever.
I mean, can't we
No, Carney's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Carney Wilson.
Not Carney Phillips.
Whatever, they're all the same.
Don't want you. You're fat.
I bet she's probably a good cook and, you know, likes to cuddle.
And thank you to Judge Frizzell. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's okay. Cry it out.
A long few days.
Cry it out.
Mud?
Sugar? Cry it out.
Because of our office policy with the media, I wasn't able to respond. And I wanted to respect that policy, but if yesterday afternoon around 3:30, I was let go. So I appreciate being given the opportunity to give my side. I'm not trying to make any accusations against that driver. I don't know what's in his heart. I can tell you that not everything he said was true. I never touched him. Whether it's because of my experience as a prosecutor made me hypervigilant or whether I was justifiably uncomfortable, I can't tell you that. All I can tell you what was in my heart. And I felt uncomfortable with the route that he was taking me.
Does she remember the route that she was being taken?
I don't know. You're the one defending her, so apparently yes.
Lunazul tequila was in her heart.
He'd been drinking. That's why I was in an Uber.
See that? She's turning it into something responsible.
This is the worst apology of all time. Just wait.
Or the best.
It was just a different way that I'd never been taken. And then when we got finally close to my home, he turned down a different street, which is not what the GPS was saying to do. And that is when I finally snapped at him and said, "Where are you taking me?" And it escalated from there. I never belittled him for being an Uber driver. That just didn't happen. One of my best friends signed up for Uber, and I was her first ride.
I have black friends, too. Some of my best friends are... Screw you. Screw you. I'm glad you got fired. Yes, she did. She told him he was retarded. She made fun of his... Well, you and your stupid hat. Man, entitlement. People that come from entitlement, you just add alcohol. And what it does is it brings out the a-hole that they truly are. Good riddance. Glad you're fired. Suck it.
This is a crazy bitch.
Yes, it is.
You guys are being awfully rough on her.
And she never even apologizes to the guy.
I mean...
Ever. She apologizes to the DA in the office, which he loves so much, and the job that I had. Oh, I mean, had.
What would he be saying if she weighed 50 pounds more?
She's wearing like a really nice pantsuit.
You suck.
I need to apologize to all my fans out there.
I went to law school to be a prosecutor. I love this job. Or I loved. Again, I'm very sorry for the language that I used. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of it.
You
get in like a fight or flight mode, and I think any prosecutor would tell you that we're usually going to get into fight mode. I'm very sorry
to fight about
the office. I'm sorry to the community of Dallas County. I've tried very hard to serve you.
And you have.
Depression.
In a way that would make everyone proud.
Okay, all right, Dallas Morning News. You don't need to play the...
I'm not going
to
follow through on your
feel
cases.
Tired.
God.
What is that?
Dude.
Always play it from the news site. And pop-ups.
It's a prescription medication for depression.
Maybe it's a suggestion. Paging Dr. Freud.
It may help you take a step forward.
Hang on, let's listen to the commercial. All right, you get the idea. Well, I'm on your side. What's her name? Jodie Warner.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so young, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you go through life being an a-hole, sometimes it bites you on the ass.
And she helped prosecute the bad guys that went after kids.
Mud?
She's done a good thing.
I don't doubt that at all. Sometimes you have to separate the profession from the person.
Church and state?
Yes.
She showed her true colors.
She never apologized to the guy. She justified it. She apologized for the language she used.
I'll tell you what, Jodie Warner. Is that her name? I would like to hire you to be the official attorney of this show.
Mm-hmm.
We will put you on retainer right now.
I have a say in this, and this edict is being overruled.
What? No!
Yes!
I love her!
You can have her.
Yeah, you can have that.
God, all because of an Uber trip. Her whole life's been thrown upside down. Maybe like, maybe she can be in like Swank magazines, the girls of the DA or something.
You mean girls formerly of the DA's office?
Right, former DA girls. DA girls gone bad.
Swank. Is that even a thing anymore?
Know. It used to be.
Oh, I know it did. It always came in the 5-pack at Stop and Go.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's take a break. And there she's on TV. She looks so good on TV.
Not that great and probably flat. 6:10 on the ticket.
God.
This is Sports Radio 1310.